Beginning of page. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. This information is being provided in this alternate format for informational purposes only. In order to apply, you must submit an application in written, non-alternative format. New York State recertification form for certain benefits and services. If you are blind or seriously visually impaired and need this recertification form in an alternative format, you may request one from your social services district. For additional information regarding the types of formats available and how you can request a recertification form in an alternative format, see the instruction book for this form open parenthesis PUB-1313 statewide close parenthesis, available at www.otda.ny.gov or https://www.health.ny.gov/. If you are blind or seriously visually impaired, would you like to receive written notices in an alternative format? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, check the type of format you would like. Checkbox unchecked. Large print. Checkbox unchecked. Data CD. Checkbox unchecked. Audio CD. Checkbox unchecked. Braille, if you assert that none of the other alternative formats will be equally effective for you. If you require another accommodation, please contact your social services district. We are committed to assisting and supporting you in a professional and respectful manner. Whenever you see open quote public assistance close quote or open quote PA close quote on the recertification form, it means open quote family assistance close quote and slash or open quote safety net assistance close quote. We call both programs open quote public assistance close quote. Please refer to the instruction book open parenthesis PUB-1313 statewide close parenthesis and open quote what you should know close quote books 1, 2, and 3 open parenthesis LDSS-4148A, LDSS-4148B, and LDSS-4148C close parenthesis when completing this recertification form, and contact your social services district with any questions. When you see open quote MA close quote on the recertification form, it means open quote Medicaid close quote. You may apply for MA using this recertification form only if you are also recertifying for public assistance or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program at the same time. If you wish to only recertify for MA, you can go online at https://nystateofhealth.ny.gov/ or call 1-855-355-5777 for more information or to recertify, or you may use the MA-only paper application-form DOH-4220, which your worker can give you, or call MA helpline at 1-800-541-2831. If you want to recertify only for the Medicare Savings Program open parenthesis MSP close parenthesis, you must apply with form DOH-4328, which your worker can provide to you. If you have an immediate need for personal care services, you should apply for MA separately using the DOH-4220 MA application form. Beginning of page 1. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. Section 1 check each program you or any household member are recertifying for. Checkbox unchecked. Public assistance open parenthesis PA close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Supplemental nutrition assistance program open parenthesis SNAP close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Medicaid open parenthesis MA close parenthesis and SNAP. Checkbox unchecked. Medicaid open parenthesis MA close parenthesis NPA. Section 2. What is your primary language? Checkbox unchecked. English. Checkbox unchecked. Spanish. Checkbox unchecked. Other open parenthesis specify close parenthesis. Blank text field. Do you want to receive notices in Checkbox unchecked. English only. Checkbox unchecked. English and Spanish. Section 3 Recipient Information. Please print clearly. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Marital status. Blank text field. Phone number. Area code. Open parenthesis blank text field close parenthesis. Blank text field. Mobile number? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Street address. Blank text field. Apartment number. Blank text field. City. Blank text field. County. Blank text field. State. Blank text field. Zip code. Blank text field. In care of name open parenthesis complete if you receive your mail in care of another person close parenthesis. Blank text field. Mailing address open parenthesis if different from above close parenthesis. Blank text field. Apartment number. Blank text field. City. Blank text field. County. Blank text field. State. Blank text field. Zip code. Blank text field. How long have you lived at your present address? Years. Blank text field. Months. Blank text field. Is this a shelter? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Another phone where you can be reached. Phone number. Area code open parenthesis blank text field close parenthesis. Blank text field. Email address open parenthesis optional close parenthesis. Blank text field. Directions to current address. Blank text field. Former address. Blank text field. Apartment number. Blank text field. City. Blank text field. County. Blank text field. State. Blank text field. Zip code. Blank text field. If you are currently without a home, check here. Checkbox unchecked. Agency helping applicant slash contact person. Blank text field. Phone number area code. Open parenthesis blank text field close parenthesis. Blank text field. Do you need the Medicaid portion of this recertification form and the potential receipt of any Medicaid coverage to be kept confidential? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. List the things that have changed since your application or last recertification. Open parenthesis such as moved, had a baby, income, etc. close parenthesis. Blank text field section 4- if you are reapplying for SNAP. You can file a recertification form the day you get it. In order to file a SNAP recertification, it must have, at minimum, your name, address open parenthesis if you have one close parenthesis and signature below. You must complete the recertification process, including signing the last page of the recertification and being interviewed. If eligible, you will get SNAP benefits back to the date you filed the recertification. You must be told, within 30 days of the date you turned in open parenthesis filed close parenthesis your recertification for SNAP benefits, if your recertification is approved or denied. If your household has little or no income or liquid resources, or if your rent and utility expenses are more than your income and liquid resources, you may be eligible to get SNAP benefits within 5 calendar days of the date you file. If you are a resident of an institution and are recertifying for both supplemental security income open parenthesis SSI close parenthesis and SNAP benefits prior to leaving the institution, the filing date of the recertification is the date you leave the institution. SNAP recipient slash representative signature. X. Blank text field. Date signed. Blank text field. Section 5. Do any of these apply to you? 1. Checkbox unchecked. Pregnant. 2. Checkbox unchecked. Victim of domestic violence. 3. Checkbox unchecked. Need to establish parentage. 4. Checkbox unchecked. Need child support. 5. Checkbox unchecked. Drug/alcohol problem. 6. Checkbox unchecked. Fuel or utility shut off. 7. Checkbox unchecked. No place to stay/homeless. 8. Checkbox unchecked. Fire or other disaster. 9. Checkbox unchecked. Have no income. 10. Checkbox unchecked. Serious medical problem. 11. Checkbox unchecked. Pending eviction. 12. Checkbox unchecked. No food. 13. Checkbox unchecked. Need foster care. 14. Checkbox unchecked. Need child care. 15. Checkbox unchecked. Problems with English. 16. Checkbox unchecked. Reasonable accommodations. 17. Checkbox unchecked. Other. Blank text field. Beginning of page 2. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. Section 6-household information dash. List everybody who lives with you, even if they are not recertifying with you. List yourself on the first line. RI. LN01. First name, middle initial, last name. Blank text field. This person is recertifying for. Checkbox unchecked. PA. Checkbox unchecked. SNAP. Checkbox unchecked. MA. Date of birth, open parenthesis MM/DD/YYYY close parenthesis. Blank text field. Sex, open parenthesis M/F/X close parenthesis. Blank text field. Gender identity open parenthesis optional close parenthesis, open parenthesis male, female, non-binary, X, transgender, different identity open brackets please describe close brackets close parenthesis. Blank text field. Relationship to you. Self. Social security number of recertifying household members open parenthesis see instruction book, PUB-1313 statewide, or talk to your social services district close parenthesis. Blank text field. Highest school grade completed. Blank text field. Does this person open parenthesis including minor children close parenthesis buy food or prepare meals with you? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. RI. LN02. First name, middle initial, last name. Blank text field. This person is recertifying for. Checkbox unchecked. PA. Checkbox unchecked. SNAP. Checkbox unchecked. MA. Date of birth, open parenthesis MM/DD/YYYY close parenthesis. Blank text field. Sex, open parenthesis M/F/X close parenthesis. Blank text field. Gender identity open parenthesis optional close parenthesis, open parenthesis male, female, non-binary, X, transgender, different identity open brackets please describe close brackets close parenthesis. Blank text field. Relationship to you. Blank text field. Social security number of recertifying household members. Open parenthesis see instruction book, PUB-1313 statewide, or talk to your social services district close parenthesis. Blank text field. Highest school grade completed. Blank text field. Does this person open parenthesis including minor children close parenthesis buy food or prepare meals with you? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. RILN03. First name, middle initial, last name. Blank text field. This person is recertifying for. Checkbox unchecked. PA. Checkbox unchecked. SNAP. Checkbox unchecked. MA. Date of birth, open parenthesis mm/dd/yyyy close parenthesis. Blank text field. Sex, open parenthesis m/f/x close parenthesis. Blank text field. Gender identity open parenthesis optional close parenthesis, open parenthesis male, female, non-binary, X, transgender, different identity open brackets please describe close brackets close parenthesis. Blank text field. Relationship to you. Blank text field. Social security number of recertifying household members. Open parenthesis C instruction book, PUB-1313 statewide, or talk to your social services district close parenthesis. Blank text field. Highest school grade completed. Blank text field. Does this person open parenthesis including minor children close parenthesis buy food or prepare meals with you? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. RILN04. First name, middle initial, last name. Blank text field. This person is recertifying for. Checkbox unchecked. PA. Checkbox unchecked. SNAP. Checkbox unchecked. MA. Date of birth, open parenthesis mm/dd/yyyy close parenthesis. Blank text field. Sex, open parenthesis m/f/x close parenthesis. Blank text field. Gender identity open parenthesis optional close parenthesis, open parenthesis male, female, non-binary, X, transgender, different identity open brackets please describe close brackets close parenthesis. Blank text field. Relationship to you. Blank text field. Social security number of recertifying household members. Open parenthesis C instruction book, PUB-1313 statewide, or talk to your social services district close parenthesis. Blank text field. Highest school grade completed. Blank text field. Does this person open parenthesis including minor children close parenthesis buy food or prepare meals with you? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. RILN05. First name, middle initial, last name. Blank text field. This person is recertifying for. Checkbox unchecked. PA. Checkbox unchecked. SNAP. Checkbox unchecked. MA. Date of birth, open parenthesis mm/dd/yyyy close parenthesis. Blank text field. Sex, open parenthesis m/f/x close parenthesis. Blank text field. Gender identity open parenthesis optional close parenthesis, open parenthesis male, female, non-binary, X, transgender, different identity open brackets please describe close brackets close parenthesis. Blank text field. Relationship to you. Blank text field. Social security number of recertifying household members. Open parenthesis C instruction book, PUB-1313 statewide, or talk to your social services district close parenthesis. Blank text field. Highest school grade completed. Blank text field. Does this person open parenthesis including minor children close parenthesis buy food or prepare meals with you? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. RILN06. First name, middle initial, last name. Blank text field. This person is recertifying for. Checkbox unchecked. PA. Checkbox unchecked. SNAP. Checkbox unchecked. MA. Date of birth, open parenthesis mm/dd/yyyy close parenthesis. Blank text field. Sex, open parenthesis m/f/x close parenthesis. Blank text field. Gender identity open parenthesis optional close parenthesis, open parenthesis male, female, non-binary, X, transgender, different identity open brackets please describe close brackets close parenthesis. Blank text field. Relationship to you. Blank text field. Social security number of recertifying household members. Open parenthesis see instruction book, PUB-1313 statewide, or talk to your social services district close parenthesis. Blank text field. Highest school grade completed. Blank text field. Does this person open parenthesis including minor children close parenthesis buy food or prepare meals with you? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. RI. LN07. First name, middle initial, last name. Blank text field. This person is recertifying for. Checkbox unchecked. PA. Checkbox unchecked. SNAP. Checkbox unchecked. MA. Date of birth, open parenthesis mm/dd/yyyy close parenthesis. Blank text field. Sex, open parenthesis m/f/x close parenthesis. Blank text field. Gender identity open parenthesis optional close parenthesis, open parenthesis male, female, non-binary, X, transgender, different identity open brackets please describe close brackets close parenthesis. Blank text field. Relationship to you. Blank text field. Social security number of recertifying household members. Open parenthesis see instruction book, PUB-1313 statewide, or talk to your social services district close parenthesis. Blank text field. Highest school grade completed. Blank text field. Does this person open parenthesis including minor children close parenthesis buy food or prepare meals with you? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. RI. LN08. First name, middle initial, last name. Blank text field. This person is recertifying for. Checkbox unchecked. PA. Checkbox unchecked. SNAP. Checkbox unchecked. MA. Date of birth, open parenthesis mm/dd/yyyy close parenthesis. Blank text field. Sex, open parenthesis m/f/x close parenthesis. Blank text field. Gender identity open parenthesis optional close parenthesis, open parenthesis male, female, non-binary, X, transgender, different identity open brackets please describe close brackets close parenthesis. Blank text field. Relationship to you. Blank text field. Social security number of recertifying household members. Open parenthesis see instruction book, PUB-1313 statewide, or talk to your social services district close parenthesis. Blank text field. Highest school grade completed. Blank text field. Does this person open parenthesis including minor children close parenthesis buy food or prepare meals with you? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Please list maiden or other names by which you or anyone in your household have been known. Line number. Blank text field. ONC. Blank text field. First name, blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Line number. Blank text field. ONC. Blank text field. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Section 7. Has anyone moved into the household in the past year? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, insert 8 below. Name. Blank text field. Did they ever live in New York State before now? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Name. Blank text field. Did they ever live in New York State before now? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Has anyone moved out of the household in the last year? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, insert 8 below. Name. Blank text field. When. Blank text field. Name. Blank text field. When. Blank text field. Beginning of page 3. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. Section 8-Race/Ethnicity- Providing this information is voluntary. It will not affect the eligibility of the persons recertifying or the level of benefits received. The reason for requesting this information is to ensure that program benefits are distributed without regard to race, color, or national origin. Age. Hispanic or Latino. I. Native American or Alaskan Native. A. Asian. B. Black or African American. P. Native Hawaiian or Pacific Islander. W. White. U. Unknown open parenthesis MA only close parenthesis. For each person in section 6, please enter Y open parenthesis yes close parenthesis if Hispanic or Latino. For each person in section 6, please enter Y open parenthesis yes close parenthesis where applicable for race. You may select more than one race. LN. 01. H. Blank text field. I. Blank text field. A. Blank text field. B. Blank text field. P. Blank text field. W. Blank text field. U. Blank text field. LN. 02. H. Blank text field. I. Blank text field. A. Blank text field. B. Blank text field. P. Blank text field. W. Blank text field. U. Blank text field. LN. 03. H. Blank text field. I. Blank text field. A. Blank text field. B. Blank text field. P. Blank text field. W. Blank text field. U. Blank text field. LN. 04. H. Blank text field. I. Blank text field. A. Blank text field. B. Blank text field. P. Blank text field. W. Blank text field. U. Blank text field. LN. 05. H. Blank text field. I. Blank text field. A. Blank text field. B. Blank text field. P. Blank text field. W. Blank text field. U. Blank text field. LN. 06. H. Blank text field. I. Blank text field. A. Blank text field. B. Blank text field. P. Blank text field. W. Blank text field. U. Blank text field. LN. 07. H. Blank text field. I. Blank text field. A. Blank text field. B. Blank text field. P. Blank text field. W. Blank text field. U. Blank text field. LN. 08. H. Blank text field. I. Blank text field. A. Blank text field. B. Blank text field. P. Blank text field. W. Blank text field. U. Blank text field. LDSS-3174, AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. Please read this entire page carefully before completing it. If you have questions, see the instruction book open parenthesis PUB-1313 statewide close parenthesis or talk to your social services district. Section 9-citizenship/non-citizen with satisfactory immigration status. List everyone who is recertifying or who is required to recertify. Section 10-certification. Some social services programs require that you certify that you are a United States citizen, Native American or national of the U.S., or a non-citizen with satisfactory immigration status. Other programs do not. You must sign the certification below only if you are a United States citizen, Native American or national of the United States, or a non-citizen with satisfactory immigration status, and you are recertifying for bullet, public assistance, or bullet, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or bullet, Medicaid. An adult household member or authorized representative may sign for all household members. Example, a parent without a satisfactory non-citizen status may sign for their child with a satisfactory non-citizen status. A recertification for SNAP must list all persons living in the SNAP household. A recertification for PA must list all children for whom you are recertifying, their siblings, and all parents of those children who live together. If you do not check whether a listed person is a United States citizen, national of the U.S. or a non-citizen with a satisfactory immigration status, or provide an U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services open parenthesis USCIS close parenthesis number open parenthesis alien registration number close parenthesis or a non-citizen number open parenthesis if applicable close parenthesis, that person will not be given assistance and the remaining members of the household will receive reduced benefits. If you are a Native American, check citizen/national. LN. 01. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Check either open quote citizen/national close quote or open quote non-citizen close quote for each person. Check box unchecked. Citizen/national. Check box unchecked. Non-citizen. USCIS number open parenthesis alien registration number close parenthesis or non-citizen number open parenthesis if applicable close parenthesis. A. Blank text field. Sign asterisk and date the box below for each applicant. In the case of a recertifying non-citizen with a satisfactory immigration status, check the program or programs for which each recertifying non-citizen has satisfactory immigration status. Open parenthesis see the instruction book, PUB-1313 statewide. Close parenthesis. Certification. Sign name X. Blank text field. Date. Blank text field. Check box unchecked. PA. Check box unchecked. SNAP. Check box unchecked. MA. LN. 02. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Check either open quote citizen slash national close quote or open quote non-dash citizen close quote for each person. Check box unchecked. Citizen slash national. Check box unchecked. Non-dash citizen. USCIS number open parenthesis alien registration number close parenthesis or non-dash citizen number open parenthesis if applicable close parenthesis. A. Blank text field. Sign asterisk and date the box below for each applicant. In the case of a recertifying non-dash citizen with a satisfactory immigration status, check the program or programs for which each recertifying non-dash citizen has satisfactory immigration status. Open parenthesis see the instruction book, PUB-1313 statewide. Close parenthesis. Certification. Sign name X. Blank text field. Date. Blank text field. Check box unchecked. PA. Check box unchecked. SNAP. Check box unchecked. MA. LN. 03. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Check either open quote citizen slash national close quote or open quote non-dash citizen close quote for each person. Check box unchecked. Citizen slash national. Check box unchecked. Non-dash citizen. USCIS number open parenthesis alien registration number close parenthesis or non-dash citizen number open parenthesis if applicable close parenthesis. A. Blank text field. Sign asterisk and date the box below for each applicant. In the case of a recertifying non-dash citizen with a satisfactory immigration status, check the program or programs for which each recertifying non-dash citizen has satisfactory immigration status. Open parenthesis see the instruction book, PUB-1313 statewide. Close parenthesis. Certification. Sign name X. Blank text field. Date. Blank text field. Check box unchecked. PA. Check box unchecked. SNAP. Check box unchecked. MA. LN. 04. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Check either open quote citizen slash national close quote or open quote non-dash citizen close quote for each person. Check box unchecked. Citizen slash national. Check box unchecked. Non-dash citizen. USCIS number open parenthesis alien registration number close parenthesis or non-dash citizen number open parenthesis if applicable close parenthesis. A. Blank text field. Sign asterisk and date the box below for each applicant. In the case of a recertifying non-dash citizen with a satisfactory immigration status, check the program or programs for which each recertifying non-dash citizen has satisfactory immigration status. Open parenthesis see the instruction book, PUB-1313 statewide. Close parenthesis. Certification. Sign name X. Blank text field. Date. Blank text field. Check box unchecked. PA. Check box unchecked. SNAP. Check box unchecked. MA. LN. 05. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Check either open quote citizen slash national close quote or open quote non-dash citizen close quote for each person. Check box unchecked. Citizen slash national. Check box unchecked. Non-dash citizen. USCIS number open parenthesis alien registration number close parenthesis or non-dash citizen number open parenthesis if applicable close parenthesis. A. Blank text field. sign asterisk and date the box below for each applicant. In the case of a recertifying non-dash citizen with a satisfactory immigration status, check the program or programs for which each recertifying non-dash citizen has satisfactory immigration status. Open parenthesis see the instruction book, PUB-1313 statewide. Close parenthesis. Certification. Sign name X. Blank text field. Date. Blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. PA. Checkbox unchecked. SNAP. Checkbox unchecked. MA. LN. 06. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Check either open quote citizen slash national close quote or open quote non-dash citizen close quote for each person. Check box unchecked. Citizen slash national. Check box unchecked. Non-dash citizen. USCIS number open parenthesis alien registration number close parenthesis or non-dash citizen number open parenthesis if applicable close parenthesis. A. Blank text field. Sign asterisk and date the box below for each applicant. In the case of a recertifying non-dash citizen with a satisfactory immigration status, check the program or programs for which each recertifying non-dash citizen has satisfactory immigration status. Open parenthesis see the instruction book, PUB-1313 statewide. Close parenthesis. Certification. Sign name X. Blank text field. Date. Blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. PA. Checkbox unchecked. SNAP. Checkbox unchecked. MA. LN. 07. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Check either open quote citizen slash national close quote or open quote non-dash citizen close quote for each person. Check box unchecked. Citizen slash national. Check box unchecked. Non-dash citizen. USCIS number open parenthesis alien registration number close parenthesis or non-dash citizen number open parenthesis if applicable close parenthesis. A. Blank text field. Sign asterisk and date the box below for each applicant. In the case of a recertifying non-dash citizen with a satisfactory immigration status, check the program or programs for which each recertifying non-dash citizen has satisfactory immigration status. Open parenthesis see the instruction book, PUB-1313 statewide. Close parenthesis. Certification. Sign name X. Blank text field. Date. Blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. PA. Checkbox unchecked. SNAP. Checkbox unchecked. MA. LN. 08. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Check either open quote citizen slash national close quote or open quote non-dash citizen close quote for each person. Check box unchecked. Citizen slash national. Check box unchecked. Non-dash citizen. USCIS number open parenthesis alien registration number close parenthesis or non-dash citizen number open parenthesis if applicable close parenthesis. A. Blank text field. Sign asterisk and date the box below for each applicant. In the case of a recertifying non-dash citizen with a satisfactory immigration status, check the program or programs for which each recertifying non-dash citizen has satisfactory immigration status. Open parenthesis see the instruction book, PUB-1313 statewide. Close parenthesis. Certification. Sign name X. Blank text field. Date. Blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. PA. Checkbox unchecked. Snap. Checkbox unchecked. MA. By checking a box above and by signing the certification form in Section 10, I hereby certify, under penalty of perjury, that I, and slash or the person or persons for whom I am signing, am a United States citizen, Native American or national of the United States, or a non-dash citizen with satisfactory immigration status. I understand that signing the above certification may result in information about recertifying members of my household being submitted to the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services for verification of non-dash citizen status, if applicable. The use or disclosure of the information above is restricted to persons and organizations directly connected with the verification of citizenship status, and the administration or enforcement of the provisions of the public assistance, supplemental nutrition assistance, and Medicaid. Asterisk: a person who wishes to sign the recertification form but cannot write may make an open quote x close quote on the line in front of a witness. The witness must sign below. I witness the marks made in lines, blank text field, 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 blank text field. Signature of witness, blank text field. Date signed, blank text field. Beginning of page 5. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. Section 11-Information regarding referral to the Child Support Enforcement Unit. If you are recertifying for Medicaid in addition to public assistance or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, you may have to help us obtain medical support for yourself and your recertifying children. Answer the following questions to determine if you need to complete this section. Include yourself, as appropriate. 1. Are you recertifying for an individual under the age of 21 who was born to unmarried parents and/or for whom legal parentage has not been established? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. 2. Are you recertifying for an individual under the age of 21 who has an absent parent open parenthesis non-custodial parent close parenthesis? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. You do not need to complete this section if you answered open quote no close quote to both of these questions. Go to the next section. You must complete this section if you answered open quote yes close quote to either or both of these questions. Provide the names of all individuals under the age of 21 for whom you are recertifying and any information you currently have about those individuals' non-custodial, alleged, or intended parent or parents. 3. Are you under the age of 21? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If you answered open quote yes close quote to this question, provide the following information for your non-custodial, alleged, or intended parents, blank text field. A. Name of individual under age 21. Blank text field. Non-custodial, alleged, or intended parents' name and address. Blank text field. Non-custodial, alleged, or intended parents' date of birth. Month. Blank text field. Day. Blank text field. Year. Blank text field. Non-custodial, alleged, or intended parents' social security number. Blank text field. B. Name of individual under age 21. Blank text field. Non-custodial, alleged, or intended parents' name and address. Blank text field. Non-custodial, alleged, or intended parents' date of birth. Month. Blank text field. Day. Blank text field. Year. Blank text field. Non-custodial, alleged, or intended parents' social security number. Blank text field. C. Name of individual under age 21. Blank text field. Non-custodial, alleged, or intended parents' name and address. Blank text field. Non-custodial, alleged, or intended parent's date of birth. Month. Blank text field. Day. Blank text field. Year. Blank text field. Non-custodial, alleged, or intended parent's social security number. Blank text field. D. Name of individual under age 21. Blank text field. Non-custodial, alleged, or intended parent's name and address. Blank text field. Non-custodial, alleged, or intended parent's date of birth. Month. Blank text field. Day. Blank text field. Year. Blank text field. Non-custodial, alleged, or intended parent's social security number. Blank text field. E. Name of individual under age 21. Blank text field. Non-custodial, alleged, or intended parent's name and address. Blank text field. Non-custodial, alleged, or intended parent's date of birth. Month. Blank text field. Day. Blank text field. Year. Blank text field. Non-custodial, alleged, or intended parent's social security number. Blank text field. Beginning of page 6. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. Section 12-tax filing/dependent status dash. Please select the tax status for each individual living in the household. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Tax status. Single. Blank text field. Married filing jointly. Blank text field. Married filing single. Blank text field. Head of household open parenthesis with qualifying individual close parenthesis. Blank text field. Qualifying widow or widower with dependent child. Blank text field. Dependent and will be filing taxes. Blank text field. Will not be filing taxes. Blank text field. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Tax status. Single. Blank text field. Married filing jointly. Blank text field. Married filing single. Blank text field. Head of household open parenthesis with qualifying individual close parenthesis. Blank text field. Qualifying widow or widower with dependent child. Blank text field. Dependent and will be filing taxes. Blank text field. Will not be filing taxes. Blank text field. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Tax status. Single. Blank text field. Married filing jointly. Blank text field. Married filing single. Blank text field. Head of household open parenthesis with qualifying individual close parenthesis. Blank text field. Qualifying widow or widower with dependent child. Blank text field. Dependent and will be filing taxes. Blank text field. Will not be filing taxes. Blank text field. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Tax status. Single. Blank text field. Married filing jointly. Blank text field. Married filing single. Blank text field. Head of household open parenthesis with qualifying individual close parenthesis. Blank text field. Qualifying widow or widower with dependent child. Blank text field. Dependent and will be filing taxes. Blank text field. Will not be filing taxes. Blank text field. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Tax status. Single. Blank text field. Married filing jointly. Blank text field. Married filing single. Blank text field. Head of household open parenthesis with qualifying individual close parenthesis. Blank text field. Qualifying widow or widower with dependent child blank text field. Dependent and will be filing taxes. Blank text field. Will not be filing taxes. Blank text field. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Tax status. Single. Blank text field. Married filing jointly. Blank text field. Married filing single. Blank text field. Head of household open parenthesis with qualifying individual close parenthesis. Blank text field. Qualifying widow or widower with dependent child blank text field. Dependent and will be filing taxes. Blank text field. Will not be filing taxes. Blank text field. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Tax status. Single. Blank text field. Married filing jointly. Blank text field. Married filing single. Blank text field. Head of household open parenthesis with qualifying individual close parenthesis. Blank text field. Qualifying widow or widower with dependent child blank text field. Dependent and will be filing taxes. Blank text field. Will not be filing taxes. Blank text field. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Tax status. Single. Blank text field. Married filing jointly. Blank text field. Married filing single. Blank text field. Head of household open parenthesis with qualifying individual close parenthesis. Blank text field. Qualifying widow or widower with dependent child blank text field. Dependent and will be filing taxes. Blank text field. Will not be filing taxes. Blank text field. Tax dependents not living in the household. Please list any tax dependents who do not live with you and are claimed by you or anyone in your household. If you do not file taxes, you can skip this question. Name of tax dependent. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Name of tax filer. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Name of tax dependent. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Name of tax filer. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Name of tax dependent. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Name of tax filer. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Name of tax dependent. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Name of tax filer. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Section 13-Absent/Deceased Spouse Information- If the spouse of anyone recertifying lives someplace else or is deceased, please indicate below. Name of person recertifying. Blank text field. Name of spouse. Blank text field. Date of spouse's birth. Blank text field. Date of spouse's death. If applicable, blank text field. Spouse's social security number. Blank text field. Spouse's address, if applicable. Blank text field. City. Blank text field. County. Blank text field. State. Blank text field. Zip code. Blank text field. Section 14-Absent Child Information- If anyone recertifying has a child under the age of 21 living someplace else, please indicate below. Name of person recertifying. Blank text field. Name of absent child. Blank text field. Date of birth. Blank text field. Address of child open parenthesis street, city, county, state, and zip code close parenthesis. Blank text field. Legal parentage established? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Do you pay child support? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Name of person recertifying. Blank text field. Name of absent child. Blank text field. Date of birth. Blank text field. Address of child open parenthesis street, city, county, state, and zip code close parenthesis. Blank text field. Legal parentage established? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Do you pay child support? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Name of person recertifying. Blank text field. Name of absent child. Blank text field. Date of birth. Blank text field. Address of child open parenthesis street, city, county, state, and zip code close parenthesis. Blank text field. Legal parentage established? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Do you pay child support? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Section 15-Teen Parent Information. Is there a parent under the age of 18 open parenthesis open quote teen parent close quote close parenthesis in the household? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Name. Blank text field. Does the teen parent's child live in the household? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Name of teen parent's child. Blank text field. Beginning of page 7. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. Section 16-Income Information. Indicate if you or anyone who lives with you receives money from 1. Unemployment insurance benefits. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount/value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount/value and frequency. Blank text field. 2. Supplemental security income open parenthesis SSI close parenthesis benefits open parenthesis state and federal total close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount/value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount/value and frequency. Blank text field. 3. Social Security Disability (SSD) benefits. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. 4. Social Security dependent benefits. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. 5. Social Security survivors benefits. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. 6. Social Security retirement benefits. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. 7. Railroad retirement benefits. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. 8. Retirement benefits (pensions) Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. 9. Dividends / interest from stocks, bonds, savings, etc. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. 10. Workers' compensation. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. 11. New York State disability benefits. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. 12. Veterans pension / benefits / aid and attendance. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount / value and frequency. Blank text field. 13. Public assistance grant. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 14. GI dependency allotments. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 15. Education grants or loans. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 16. Contribution slash gifts open parenthesis received close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 17. Foster care maintenance payments open parenthesis received close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 18. Child support payments open parenthesis received close parenthesis. Received from blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 19. Spousal support open parenthesis received close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 20. Private disability insurance dash health slash accident insurance policy income. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 21. No dash fault insurance benefits. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 22. Union benefits open parenthesis including strike benefits close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 23. Loans, other than education open parenthesis received close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 24. Income from a trust open parenthesis including income you are currently entitled to receive, or were entitled to receive in the past, that has not been distributed close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 25. Training allotments slash stipends. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 26. Rental income open parenthesis received close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 27. Boarders slash lodgers income open parenthesis received close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Other income open parenthesis please specify close parenthesis. Blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Other income open parenthesis please specify close parenthesis. Blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Beginning of page 8. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. If you are recertifying for Medicaid, please complete the following section. Deductions, certain types of Medicaid budgeting allow applicants slash recipients to reduce their countable income with deductions that they take on their federal taxes. These are specific expenses that the Internal Revenue Service open parenthesis IRS close parenthesis allows people to deduct to reduce their taxable income. Only record deductions here if you will claim them on the current year's tax return. 1. Educator expenses. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 2. Individual retirement account open parenthesis IRA close parenthesis deduction. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 3. Student loan interest deduction. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 4. Tuition and fees. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 5. Certain business expenses open parenthesis reservists, artists, fee-based government officials close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 6. Health savings account deduction. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 7. Job-related moving expenses. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 8. Deductible part of self-employment open parenthesis S slash E close parenthesis tax. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 9. S slash E, SIMPLE and qualified plans. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 10. S slash E health insurance deduction. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 11. Penalty on early withdrawal of savings. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 12. Alimony paid. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who. Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 13. Domestic production activities deduction. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 14. Additional adjustments added on line 36 open parenthesis IRS form 1040 only close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. 15. Archer MSA deduction. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Other adjustment open parenthesis please specify close parenthesis blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Other adjustment open parenthesis please specify close parenthesis. Blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Amount slash value and frequency. Blank text field. Section 17-step parent slash non-citizen with satisfactory immigration status sponsor information. Answer all questions listed below. Does the step parent of any children who live with you have any resources or receive income of any kind? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Is anyone in your household a non-citizen with satisfactory immigration status who was sponsored for admission into the U.S.? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Name of sponsor, blank text field. Phone number, blank text field. Address, blank text field. Beginning of page 9. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. Section 18-employment information. 1. I am currently. Checkbox unchecked. Employed. Checkbox unchecked. Self-employed. Checkbox unchecked. Unemployed. Gross income $ blank text field. Hours worked monthly. Blank text field. Open parenthesis include wages, salary, overtime pay, commissions, and tips close parenthesis. Paid. Checkbox unchecked. Weekly. Checkbox unchecked. Biweekly. Checkbox unchecked. Monthly. Day of the week paid. Blank text field. Employer's name and address. Blank text field. Phone number. Blank text field. 2. Is anyone else who lives with you currently? Checkbox unchecked. Employed. Checkbox unchecked. Self-employed. Who? Blank text field. Gross income. $ blank text field. Hours worked monthly. Blank text field. Paid. Checkbox unchecked. Weekly. Checkbox unchecked. Biweekly. Checkbox unchecked. Monthly. Day of the week paid, blank text field. Employer's name and address, blank text field. Phone number. Blank text field. 3. Is health insurance available through your employer? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Does anyone who lives with you have health insurance with an employer? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Name of insurance company, blank text field. 4. Do you or anyone who lives with you have a child or dependent care expenses due to employment? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. 5. Do you or anyone who lives with you have other employment-related expenses? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Beginning of page 10. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. 6. If not employed, when was the last time you or anyone who lives with you worked? Who? Blank text field. When? Blank text field. Where? Blank text field. Why did you open parenthesis or they close parenthesis stop working? Blank text field. Did you or anyone living with you file for unemployment? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. When? Blank text field. Status of filing. Checkbox unchecked. Approved. Checkbox unchecked. Denied. Checkbox unchecked. Pending. 7. Are you or is anyone who lives with you participating in a strike? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. When the strike began, blank text field. 8. Are you or is anyone who lives with you a migrant or seasonal farm worker? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. 9. Do you or any other adult who lives with you have any medical conditions that limit the ability to work or the type of work that can be performed? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Describe limitations, blank text field. 10. Could you accept a job today? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If not, why? Blank text field. 11. What type of work would you like to do? Blank text field. Beginning of page 11. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. Section 19-Education/Training. 1. What is your highest level of education completed? Checkbox unchecked. Less than high school diploma. If so, last grade completed? Blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. Completion of an individualized education plan open parenthesis IEP close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. High school diploma or general equivalency diploma open parenthesis GED close parenthesis or test assessing secondary completion open parenthesis TASC trademarked close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Associate's degree open parenthesis 2-year college degree close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Bachelor's degree open parenthesis 4-year college degree close parenthesis or higher. 2. Does anyone else in the household have a high school diploma, general equivalency diploma open parenthesis GED close parenthesis or test assessing secondary completion open parenthesis TASC trademarked close parenthesis, or higher level of education. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who, blank text field. Degree attained, blank text field. Date completed, blank text field. Indicate if you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying for or getting assistance. 3. Is or has been in any training program in the last 12 months. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Where blank text field. Program. Blank text field. Dates attended. Blank text field. Dates completed. Blank text field. 4. Is 16 years of age or older and is attending school or college. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Where? Blank text field. 5. Is getting a training allowance. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount. Dollar sign blank text field. 6. Is getting educational grants or loans. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Amount. Dollar sign blank text field. 7. Is under 16 years of age and is attending school. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. School. Blank text field. 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 Beginning of page 12. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. Section 20-resources information. Indicate if you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying. 1. Has cash available. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 2. Has a checking account or accounts. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 3. Has a savings account or accounts or certificate or certificates of deposit. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 4. Has a credit union account or accounts. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 5. Has life insurance. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 6. Has title or registration to a motor vehicle or vehicles or other vehicle or vehicles. Year. Blank text field. Make slash model. Blank text field. Year. Blank text field. Make slash model. Blank text field. Other. Blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 7. Has stocks, bonds, certificates, or mutual funds. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 8. Has savings bonds. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 9. Has an IRA, KIA, 401 open parenthesis K close parenthesis or deferred compensation account or accounts. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 10. Has an irrevocable burial trust. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 11. Has a burial fund. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 12. Has a burial space. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 13. Has their own home. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 14. Has real estate, including income dash producing and non dash income dash producing property. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 15. is eligible for an income tax refund. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 16. Has an annuity. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 17. Is the beneficiary of a trust. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 18. Expects to receive a trust fund, lawsuit settlement, inheritance, or income from any other sources. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 19. Has an open quote in trust close quote account or accounts. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 20. Has a safe deposit box or boxes. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 21. Has resources other than those listed above. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 22. Has anyone open parenthesis including your spouse, even if not recertifying or living with you close parenthesis given away any cash, or sold slash transferred any real estate, income, or personal property in the past 36 months. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. 23. Has anyone open parenthesis including your spouse, even if not recertifying or living with you close parenthesis ever created a trust in the past or transferred any assets to a trust within the past 60 months? If yes, when? Blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. If yes, amount slash value dollar sign. Blank text field. Beginning of page 13. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. Section 21-Medical information. Indicate if you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying. 1. Has any medical bills or medically-related expenses? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. 2. Is on Medicaid with a spend-down. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. 3. Has health or hospital/accident insurance open parenthesis including insurance from employer close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Policy number. Blank text field. Amount. Blank text field. Frequency of payment. Blank text field. 4. Has health insurance available through an employer? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Insurance company name, blank text field. Who is covered, blank text field. Effective date, blank text field. 5. Has Medicare open parenthesis red, white, and blue card close parenthesis? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Insurance company name, blank text field. Who is covered, blank text field. Effective date, blank text field. 6. Has a health attendant / home health aide? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Insurance company name, blank text field. Who is covered, blank text field. Effective date, blank text field. 7. Is blind, sick, or disabled? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Is the answer to question 7 in this section consistent with section 18 asking if the applicant or any other adult who lives in the household have any medical conditions that limit their ability to work or the type of work that they can perform? 8. Is a child with a developmental disability? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Is the answer to question 7 in this section consistent with section 18 asking if the applicant or any other adult who lives in the household have any medical conditions that limit their ability to work or the type of work that they can perform? 9. Is in a hospital, nursing home, or other medical institution? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. 10. Has paid or unpaid medical bills within 3 months preceding the month of this recertification? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. 11. Is or was drug or alcohol dependent? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. 12. Needs home care / personal care. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. 13. Is on SSI or has ever applied for SSI? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. 14. Is pregnant. If pregnant, due date, blank text field. Expected number of births, blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. 15. Receives treatment from a drug abuse or alcohol treatment program. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. 16. Has not been able to work for at least 12 months because of a disability or illness. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. 17. Has daily activity limited because of a disability or illness that has lasted or will last at least 12 months. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. 18. Has been in a car accident or work-related accident in the past 2 years. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. 19. Has had a government agency (public program) besides Medicaid or Medicare pay any of your medical bills. If yes, what agency? Blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. 20. Will billing any other health insurance cause harm to your physical or emotional health or safety, and/or will it interfere with the privacy and confidentiality of your application for or receipt of Medicaid? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Beginning of page 14. LDSS-3174AD statewide (revision 07/23). Health plan selection. Most people enrolled in Medicaid are required to join a managed care health plan unless they are in an exempt category. Use this section to choose a health plan. If you do not know what health plans are available, ask your worker or call 1-800-505-5678. Name of plan you are enrolling in. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. First name. Blank text field. Date of birth, mm/dd/yy. Blank text field. Sex, m/f/x. Blank text field. ID number, (from Medicaid card if you have one) Blank text field. Social Security number. Blank text field. Primary care provider (PCP) or health center. Checkbox if current provider (). Blank text field checkbox unchecked. Name and ID number of OB/GYN (checkbox if current provider (). Blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. Name of plan you are enrolling in. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. First name. Blank text field. Date of birth, mm/dd/yy. Blank text field. Sex, m/f/x. Blank text field. ID number, (open) from Medicaid card if you have one (). Blank text field. Social Security number. Blank text field. Primary care provider (PCP) or health center. Checkbox if current provider (). Blank text field checkbox unchecked. Name and ID number of OB/GYN (checkbox if current provider (). Blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. Name of plan you are enrolling in. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. First name. blank text field. Date of birth, mm/dd/yy. Blank text field. Sex, m/f/x. Blank text field. ID number, open parenthesis from Medicaid card if you have one, close parenthesis. Blank text field. Social security number. Blank text field. Primary care provider, open parenthesis PCP, close parenthesis, or health center. Open parenthesis checkbox if current provider, close parenthesis. Blank text field checkbox unchecked. Name and ID number of OB/GYN, open parenthesis checkbox if current provider, close parenthesis. Blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. Name of plan you are enrolling in. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. First name. Blank text field. Date of birth, mm/dd/yy. Blank text field. Sex, m/f/x. Blank text field. ID number, open parenthesis from Medicaid card if you have one, close parenthesis. Blank text field. Social security number. Blank text field. Primary care provider, open parenthesis PCP, close parenthesis, or health center. Open parenthesis checkbox if current provider, close parenthesis. Blank text field checkbox unchecked. Name and ID number of OB/GYN, open parenthesis checkbox if current provider, close parenthesis. Blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. Section 22-Shelter. What is your landlord's name? Blank text field. What is your landlord's address? Blank text field. What is your landlord's phone number? Open parenthesis blank text field, close parenthesis. Blank text field. Do you or anyone who lives with you have a rent, mortgage, or other shelter expense? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, amount. Dollar sign blank text field. Do you or anyone who lives with you have a heat bill separate from your rent or other shelter expense? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, amount. Dollar sign blank text field. Beginning of page 15. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. Section 22-Shelter open parenthesis continued close parenthesis. Do you or anyone who lives with you have the following expenses separate from your rent or other shelter expense? 1. Electricity open parenthesis for needs other than heat, example, lights, cooking, hot water, etc. close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, amount. Dollar sign blank text field. 2. Natural gas open parenthesis for needs other than heat, example, cooking, hot water, etc. close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, amount. Dollar sign blank text field. 3. Water. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, amount. Dollar sign blank text field. 4. Air conditioning. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, amount. Dollar sign blank text field. 5. Propane open parenthesis for needs other than heat close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, amount. Dollar sign blank text field. 6. Sewer. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, amount. Dollar sign blank text field. 7. Trash. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, amount. $blank text field. 8. Other utilities and expenses. Specify blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, amount. $blank text field. 9. Do you live in public housing? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. 10. Do you live in Section 8, HUD, or other subsidized housing? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. 11. Do you live in a drug/alcohol treatment facility? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Additional information. Section 23- Other Expenses. Indicate if you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying. 1. Pays child support. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, amount. $blank text field. 2. Pays spousal support. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, amount. $blank text field. 3. Pays for childcare. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, amount. $blank text field. 4. Pays for dependent care. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, amount. $blank text field. 5. Pays tuition, fees, or other educational expenses. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, amount. $blank text field. 6. Has additional expenses open parenthesis example, car payment, car insurance payment, credit card payments, other loan payments, etc. close parenthesis. Specify, blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, amount. $blank text field. 7. Do you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying owe at least 4 months of support for a child under the age of 21? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Beginning of page 16. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. Section 24-other information. 8. Do you buy or plan to buy meals from a home delivery or communal dining service? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. 9. Are you able to cook or prepare meals at home? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. 10. Have you or anyone in your household ever been in the U.S. military? Who? Blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. 11. Has your spouse ever been in the U.S. military? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. 12. Is anyone in your household a dependent of someone who is or was in the U.S. military? Who? Blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Indicate if you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying. Have you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying moved into this county from another New York State county within the past 2 months? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Have you or anyone who lives with you ever been found guilty of and/or been disqualified for public assistance and/or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program (SNAP) because of fraud/intentional program violation? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Have you or anyone who lives with you received benefits for which they were not entitled, which have not been fully repaid to this or another agency? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Have you or any member of your household been convicted of making a fraudulent statement or representation of residence in order to receive public assistance in two or more states? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Have you or any member of your household been convicted of fraudulently receiving duplicate SNAP benefits in any state after September 22, 1996? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Have you or any member of your household been convicted of buying or selling SNAP benefits for a combined amount of over $500 or more after September 22, 1996? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Have you or any member of your household been convicted of trading SNAP benefits for firearms, ammunition, or explosives, or drugs? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Are you or any member of your household fleeing to avoid prosecution, custody, or confinement after conviction of a felony or attempted felony and actively being pursued by law enforcement? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field. Are you or any member of your household violating probation or parole according to a court order? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Who? Blank text field property transfer status. I have, checkbox unchecked. I have not, checkbox unchecked. Sold, transferred, or given away any of my property to anyone to get public assistance or SNAP benefits. Beginning of page 17. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. Notices, assignments, authorizations, and consents. Collection and use of social security numbers, - the collection of social security numbers open parenthesis SSNs close parenthesis is authorized for each household member with respect to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program open parenthesis SNAP close parenthesis, pursuant to the Food and Nutrition Act of 2008 open parenthesis as amended close parenthesis. Anyone applying for SNAP must provide an social security number in order to receive benefits. If you or anyone applying does not have an social security number, that person must apply for an social security number with the Social Security Administration open parenthesis visit www.ssa.gov or call 1-800-772-1213 close parenthesis. With respect to all other programs for which this recertification form requires an social security number, the collection of social security numbers is also mandatory and is authorized under one or more of the following sections of law. Section 205 open parenthesis C close parenthesis of the Social Security Act open parenthesis 42 U.S. Code 405 close parenthesis. Section 1137 of the Social Security Act open parenthesis 42 U.S. Code 1320B-7 close parenthesis and Section 7. Open parenthesis A close parenthesis open parenthesis 2 close parenthesis of the Privacy Act of 1974. See the instruction book open parenthesis PUB-1313 statewide close parenthesis or talk to your social services district if you have questions. The information we collect will be used to determine whether your household is eligible or continues to be eligible for assistance or benefits. The information will be used to check identity, to verify earned and unearned income, to determine if absent parents can receive health insurance coverage for applicants or recipients, to determine if applicants or recipients can obtain child or spousal support, and to determine if applicants or recipients can receive money or other help. We will verify this information through computer matching programs. This information will also be used to monitor compliance with program regulations and for program management. Besides using the information you give us in this way, the state will use the information to prepare statistics about all of the people receiving benefits from the Home Energy Assistance Program (HEAP) (see below). This information may be disclosed to other state and federal agencies for official examination and to law enforcement officials for the purpose of apprehending persons fleeing to avoid the law. Information collected with respect to applicants for and recipients of family assistance and safety net assistance, including social security numbers, may be used to assist in the formation of jury pools. If a SNAP claim arises against your household, the information on this recertification, including all social security numbers, may be referred to federal and state agencies, as well as private claims collection agencies, for claims collection action. Social security numbers of ineligible household members will also be used and disclosed in the manner above. Besides using the information you give us in this way, the state also uses the information to prepare statistics about all the people receiving benefits from HEAP. The information is used for quality control by the state to make sure social services districts are doing the best job they can. It is used to verify your energy supplier and to make certain payments to such vendors. Beginning of page 18. LDSS-3174AD statewide (revision 07/23). Non-discrimination notice - in accordance with federal civil rights law and U.S. Department of Agriculture (USDA) civil rights regulations and policies, this institution is prohibited from discriminating on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex (including gender identity and sexual orientation), religious creed, disability, age, political beliefs, or reprisal or retaliation for prior civil rights activity. New York State additionally prohibits discrimination based on transgender status, gender dysphoria, marital status, military status, domestic violence victim status, pregnancy-related conditions, predisposing genetic characteristics, prior arrest or conviction record, familial status, and retaliation for opposing unlawful discriminatory practices. Program information may be made available in languages other than English. Persons with disabilities who require alternative means of communication to obtain program information (example, Braille, large print, audio tape, American Sign Language) should contact the agency (state or local) where they applied for benefits. Individuals who are deaf, hard of hearing, or have speech disabilities may contact USDA through the Federal Relay Service at (800-877-8339). To file a program discrimination complaint, a complainant should complete a Form AD-3027, USDA Program Discrimination Complaint Form, which can be obtained online at https://www.usda.gov/sites/deflaut/files/docomments/ad-3027.pdf, from any USDA office by calling (833)-620-1071, or by writing a letter addressed to USDA. The letter must contain the complainant's name, address, telephone number, and a written description of the alleged discriminatory action in sufficient detail to inform the Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights (ASCR) about the nature and date of an alleged civil rights violation. The completed AD-3027 form or letter must be submitted by 1 Mail, Food and Nutrition Service, USDA, 1320, Braddock Place Room 334, Alexandria, VA 22314, two closed parenthesis, fax at open parenthesis 833 close parenthesis 256-1665 or open parenthesis 202 close parenthesis 690-7442, or 3 closed parenthesis. Email, fnscivilrighstscomplaints@usda.gov. For any other information dealing with Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program open parenthesis SNAP close parenthesis issues, persons should either contact the USDA SNAP hotline number at open parenthesis 800 close parenthesis 221-5689, which is also available in Spanish, or call the state information slash hotline numbers found online at http://www.fns.usda.gov/snap/contactinfo/hotlines.htm. This institution is an equal opportunity provider. Consent for investigation. Dash I agree to any investigation to verify or confirm the information I have given in connection with my request for public assistance open parenthesis PA close parenthesis, Medicaid, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program open parenthesis SNAP close parenthesis benefits, Home Energy Assistance Program benefits, services, or child care assistance. If additional information is requested, I will provide it. I will also cooperate fully with state and federal personnel in any PA, and slash or SNAP quality control review. If I am recertifying for SNAP, I understand that the Social Services District will request and use information available through the Income and Eligibility Verification System to investigate my recertification, and may verify this information through collateral contacts if discrepancies are found. I also understand that such information may affect my eligibility for SNAP and slash or the level of SNAP benefits I receive. Consent for release of confidential unemployment insurance information. Dash I authorize the New York State Department of Labor open parenthesis DOL close parenthesis to release any confidential information maintained by DOL for unemployment insurance open parenthesis UI close parenthesis purposes to the New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance open parenthesis OTDA close parenthesis. This information includes UI benefit claims and wage records. I understand that OTDA, along with state and local agency employees working in social services district offices, will use the UI information for establishing or verifying eligibility for, and the amount of, public assistance, Medicaid, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits, Home Energy Assistance Program benefits or Child Care Assistance, applied for in this application slash recertification and for investigations to determine whether I received benefits to which I was not entitled. OTDA may also share the information with the New York State Office of Children and Family Services open parenthesis OCFS close parenthesis and the New York State Department of Health open parenthesis DOH close parenthesis. OCFS will use the information to monitor the Child Care Assistance Program. Release of information to service providers. Dash I give permission to the Social Services District and New York State to share information regarding public assistance or supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits that I or any member of my household for whom I can legally give authorization have received, for purposes of verifying my eligibility for services and payment related to program administration provided by a state or local contractor. Such services may include, but are not limited to, job placement or training services provided to help me or members of my household obtain and retain employment. Release of educational records. I give permission to the New York State Department of Health and the Social Services District to obtain any information regarding the educational records of myself and slash or my minor child or children for the following purposes, 1 closed parenthesis, verifying my eligibility for public assistance, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and slash or Medicaid, 2 closed parenthesis, conducting reviews or investigations that result from conflicting information provided as part of the eligibility process, 3 closed parenthesis, claiming Medicaid reimbursement for health-related educational services, and foreclosed parenthesis, providing the appropriate federal government agency with access to this information for the sole purpose of audit. New York City Housing Authority resident consent to share information, dash if you are applying for assistance in New York City, this consent will allow the New York City Housing Authority open parenthesis open quote NYCHA close quote close parenthesis to share information about you with the New York City Human Resources Administration slash Department of Social Services open parenthesis HRA close parenthesis to help you and your household apply for assistance under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program open parenthesis open quote SNAP close quote close parenthesis, and slash or for HRA cash assistance, which may include payment of rental arrears. Beginning of page 19. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. If you sign this application below, NYCHA may share with HRA information relevant to your eligibility for, or level of, SNAP and slash or cash assistance benefits including your name, address, date of birth, and rent, and utility payment information open parenthesis such as monthly rent amount, rent payment history, rent balance, and appliance fees close parenthesis. Additionally, by signing this application below, you represent that you have the authority to consent on behalf of minor children listed in this application and you authorize NYCHA to share that child's name, address, and date of birth with HRA. HRA will keep confidential any information that NYCHA shares and may only share the information with the local, state, and federal agencies that oversee HRA's SNAP and cash assistance benefit programs. Change reporting, dash I agree to inform the agency promptly of any change in my needs, residency slash address, living arrangements, household size, income, employment, property slash resources, dependent care costs, health insurance, non-citizen with satisfactory immigration status slash citizenship status, able-bodied adult without dependents open parenthesis ABOD close parenthesis status, pregnancy status, or living arrangements, to the best of my knowledge or belief. If I am applying for child care assistance, I agree to inform the agency immediately of any change in family income, who lives in my home, employment, child care arrangements or other changes which may affect my continued eligibility or amount of my benefit. Penalties - federal and state laws provide for penalties of fine, imprisonment or both if you do not tell the truth when you recertify for public assistance, Medicaid, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, services, or child care assistance open parenthesis open quote assistance, benefits or services close quote close parenthesis or at any time when you are questioned about your eligibility, or cause someone else not to tell the truth regarding your recertification or your continuing eligibility. Penalties also apply if you conceal or fail to disclose facts regarding your initial and continuing eligibility for assistance, benefits, or services, or if you conceal or fail to disclose facts that would affect the right of someone for whom you have recertified to obtain or continue to receive assistance, benefits, or services. If you are an authorized representative, such assistance, benefits, or services must be used for the other person and not for yourself. Federal and state laws provide that any transfer of assets for less than fair market value made by an individual or an individual's spouse, within 60 months prior to the first of the month in which the individual is both in receipt of nursing facility services and has submitted an application for Medicaid, may render the individual ineligible for nursing facility services or home and community-based waivered services for a period of time. It is unlawful to obtain assistance, benefits, or services by concealing information or providing false information. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program Disqualification Penalties, dash any information you provide in connection with your application for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program open parenthesis SNAP close parenthesis will be subject to verification by federal, state and local officials. If any information is incorrect, you may be denied SNAP benefits. You may be subject to criminal prosecution if you knowingly provide incorrect information which affects eligibility or the amount of benefits. Any person convicted of a felony for knowingly using, transferring, acquiring, altering, or possessing SNAP authorization cards or access devices may be fined up to $250,000, imprisoned up to 20 years or both. The individual may also be subject to prosecution under the applicable federal and state laws. Anyone who is violating a condition of probation or parole, or anyone who is fleeing to avoid prosecution, custody, or confinement of a felony and is actively being pursued by law enforcement, is not eligible to receive SNAP benefits. You may be found ineligible for SNAP or found to have committed an intentional program violation (IPV) if you make a false or misleading statement, or misrepresent, conceal or withhold facts, in order to qualify for benefits or receive more benefits, purchase a product with SNAP benefits with the intent of obtaining cash by intentionally discarding the product and returning the container for the deposit amount, or commit or attempt to commit any act that constitutes a violation of federal or state law for the purpose of using, presenting, transferring, acquiring, receiving, possessing, or trafficking SNAP benefits, authorization cards or reusable documents used as part of the electronic benefit transfer (EBT) system. Additionally, the following is not allowed and you may be disqualified from receiving SNAP benefits and/or be subject to penalties for actions that include: bullet, using SNAP benefits to buy non-food items, such as alcohol or cigarettes; bullet, using SNAP benefits to pay for food previously purchased on credit; bullet, allowing someone else to use your EBT card in exchange for cash, firearms, ammunition, or explosives, or drugs, or to purchase food for individuals who are not members of your SNAP household; or bullet, using or having in your possession EBT cards that do not belong to you, without the card owner's consent. Individuals found to have committed an IPV either through an administrative disqualification hearing or by a federal, state or local court, or have signed either a waiver of right to an administrative disqualification hearing or a disqualification consent agreement in cases referred for prosecution shall be ineligible to participate in SNAP for a period of: bullet, 12 months for the first SNAP IPV; bullet, 24 months for the second SNAP IPV; bullet, 24 months for the first SNAP IPV that is based on a court finding that the individual used or received SNAP benefits in a transaction involving the sale of a controlled substance (illegal drugs or certain drugs for which a doctor's prescription is required) or bullet, 120 months if the individual is found to have made a fraudulent statement about who they are or where they live. In order to get multiple SNAP benefits simultaneously, unless permanently disqualified for a third SNAP IPV. Additionally, a court may bar an individual from participating in SNAP for an additional 18 months. Beginning of page 20. LDSS-3174AD statewide (revision 07/23). An individual can be permanently disqualified from receiving SNAP benefits for: bullet, the first SNAP IPV based on a court finding that the individual used or received SNAP benefits in a transaction involving the sale of firearms, ammunition, or explosives; bullet, the first SNAP IPV based on a court conviction for trafficking SNAP benefits for a combined amount of $500 or more (trafficking includes the illegal use, transfer, acquisition, alteration or possession of SNAP authorization cards or access devices) bullet, the second SNAP IPV based on a court finding that the individual used or received SNAP benefits in a transaction involving the sale of a controlled substance (illegal drugs or certain drugs for which a doctor's prescription is required) or bullet, a third SNAP IPV. Requirement to report/verify household expenses. Your household must report child care and utility expenses in order to get a supplemental nutrition assistance program (SNAP) deduction for these expenses. Your household must report and verify rent/mortgage payments, property taxes, insurance, medical expenses, and child support paid to a non-household member in order to get a SNAP deduction for these expenses. Failure to report/verify the above expenses will be seen as a statement by your household that you do not want to receive a deduction for these unreported/unverified expenses. A deduction for these expenses may make you eligible for SNAP or may increase your SNAP benefits. You may report/verify these expenses at any time in the future. The deduction would then be applied to the calculation of SNAP benefits in future months, in accordance with the rules for change reporting (see change reporting, above). Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program Authorized Representative - You can authorize someone who knows your household circumstances to recertify for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program (SNAP) benefits for you. You can also authorize someone outside your household to get SNAP benefits for you or to use them to buy food for you. If you would like to authorize someone, you must do so in writing. You may authorize someone by printing the person's name, address, and phone number immediately below, and having them sign in the signature section at the end of this recertification. When an authorized representative is applying on behalf of a SNAP household that does not reside in an institution, both the authorized representative and a responsible adult member of the household must sign and date the signature section at the end of this recertification, unless the SNAP household has otherwise designated the authorized representative to do so in writing. Name, address and phone number of authorized representative (please print blank text field). Standard Utility Allowance - I understand that Public Assistance and Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program (SNAP) recipients are categorically income eligible for the Home Energy Assistance Program (HEAP). I also understand that if I have not received a HEAP benefit of greater than $20 in the current month or previous 12 months, or a similar energy assistance benefit, I must pay for heating or air conditioning separately from my rent in order to receive the heating/cooling standard utility allowance (example, a deduction for SNAP). I understand that the state will use my social security number to verify with my home energy vendors the receipt of HEAP. This authorization also includes permission for any of my home energy vendors (including my utility) to release certain statistical information, including but not limited to, my annual electricity usage, electricity cost, fuel consumption, fuel type, annual fuel cost and payment history to the New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance, the local social services district and the United States Department of Health and Human Services for the purposes of low-income home energy assistance program performance measurement. Release of medical information - I consent to the release of any medical information about me and any members of my family for whom I can give consent by my primary care provider, any other health care provider or the New York State Department of Health (DOH) to my health plan and any health care providers involved in caring for me or my family, as reasonably necessary for my health plan or my providers to carry out treatment, payment, or health care operations, by my health plan and any health care providers to Department of Health and other authorized federal, state, and local agencies for purposes of administration of Medicaid, and, by my health plan to other persons or organizations, as reasonably necessary for my health plan to carry out treatment, payment, or health care operations. I authorize the release of any health-related information about me and any members of my family for whom I can legally give authorization related to the provision of assistance and services and my ability to participate in work activities, including employment, to the New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance (OTDA) the New York State Office of Children and Family Services or the local social services district, as reasonably necessary for the provision of public assistance benefits, for services, including child welfare services, for determining appropriate work activity assignments, for determining the need to apply and for making application for supplemental security income benefits, for establishing appropriate treatment plans for restoring employability, and for determining eligibility for exemptions from the state 60-month time limit on cash assistance received. If I am required to apply for benefits administered by the Social Security Administration, The information specified above may be shared with the Social Security Administration. I also agree that the information released may include HIV, mental health or alcohol and substance abuse information about me and members of my family, to the extent permitted by law, unless a box is checked below. If more than one adult in the family is joining a Medicaid health plan, the signature of each adult applying is necessary for consent to release information. I understand that my ability to consent to the release of information relating to any minor children for whom I may give consent is limited by the extent to which I can obtain information regarding treatment, diagnosis, and procedures on their behalf. Beginning of page 21. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. Blank text field. Do not disclose HIV/AIDS information. Blank text field. Do not disclose drug and alcohol information. Blank text field. Do not disclose mental health information. Release of information to health service providers. I give permission to the Social Services District and the State of New York to share information with health service providers, as designated by the Social Services District or the State of New York, regarding public assistance benefits that I or any member of my household for whom I can legally give authorization have received or are eligible to receive, for the purpose of improving the quality of my health care and overall well-being, and to facilitate receipt of additional benefits, for which I, or members of my household, may be eligible. Release of information for the early intervention program. If my child is evaluated for or participates in the New York State Early Intervention Program, I give permission to the Social Services District and New York State to share my child's Medicaid eligibility information with my county or municipal early intervention program for the purpose of billing Medicaid. Child/teen health program. I understand that if my child is on Medicaid, they can get comprehensive primary and preventive care, including all necessary treatment through the Child/Teen Health Program. I can get more information on this program from the Social Services District. Medicare. I authorize payments under open quote Medicare close quote open parenthesis Part B of Title 18. Supplementary Medical Insurance Program close parenthesis to be made directly to physicians and medical suppliers on any future unpaid bills for medical and other health services furnished to me while I am eligible for Medicaid. Reimbursement of medical expenses under Medicaid. I understand that I have a right as part of my Medicaid recertification, or within 2 years from the date of my application, to request reimbursement of expenses I paid for covered medical care, services, and supplies received during the 3-month period prior to the month of my application. I understand that after the date of my application, reimbursement of covered medical care, services, and supplies will only be available if obtained from Medicaid-enrolled providers. Assignment of insurance/other benefits and direct payment. For public assistance and Medicaid, I agree to file any claims for health or accident insurance benefits, and to pursue any personal injury claims or any other resources to which I may be entitled, and do hereby assign any such resources to the Social Services District to whom this recertification is made. In addition, I will assist in making any assigned benefits available to the Social Services District to whom this recertification is made. I authorize payments owed to me or members of my household for health or accident insurance benefits to be made directly to the appropriate Social Services District for medical and other health services furnished while we are eligible for Medicaid. Medicaid recoveries. Upon receipt of Medicaid, a lien may be filed and a recovery may be made against your real property under certain circumstances if you are in a medical institution and not expected to return home. MA paid on your behalf may be recovered from persons who had legal responsibility for your support at the time medical services were obtained. MA may also recover the cost of services and premiums incorrectly paid. I understand that effective April 1, 2014, if I get Medicaid through New York State of Health, bullet, no lien will be placed on my real property prior to my death. Bullet, recovery from assets in my estate upon my death is limited to the amount Medicaid paid for the cost of nursing home care, home and community-based services, and related hospital and prescription drug services received on or after my 55th birthday. Public assistance recoveries. Dash public assistance open parenthesis PA close parenthesis you receive for yourself and for persons whom you are legally responsible to support is recoverable from money you possess or may acquire. Your tax refunds and portions of lottery winnings may be taken to repay your debt for PA. Authorization to repay public assistance benefits from retroactive supplemental security income. Dash I authorize the Commissioner of the Social Security Administration open parenthesis SSA close parenthesis to use my first payment of supplemental security income open parenthesis SSI close parenthesis, example. My retroactive supplemental security income payment closed parenthesis to reimburse the local social services district open parenthesis SSD close parenthesis for public assistance open parenthesis PA close parenthesis the social service district pays me from state or local funds while Social Security Administration decides if I am eligible for supplemental security income. Social Security Administration will not reimburse the social service district for PA that was paid using any federal funds. I will be bound by this authorization only if the state gives notice to Social Security Administration that I and Social Service District Representative have signed it. The state must give notice within 30 calendar days of matching my supplemental security income record with my state record. Social Security Administration will not accept it after 30 calendar days. Instead, Social Security Administration will send me my retroactive supplemental security income payment under Social Security Administration rules. Only my first payment of supplemental security income can be used. If my first payment is larger than the amount owed to the Social Service District, Social Security Administration will send the rest to me under its rules. Social Security Administration can reimburse the Social Service District in two situations. 1. It will repay the Social Service District if I apply for supplemental security income and Social Security Administration finds me eligible. 2. It will repay the Social Service District if my supplemental security income benefits are reinstated after termination or suspension. Beginning of page 22. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. Social Security Administration will only reimburse the Social Service District for PA it paid me during the time I am waiting for an Social Security Administration determination of eligibility. This is called open quote interim assistance close quote. The period begins, 1 closed parenthesis, with the first month I become eligible for payment of supplemental security income benefits, or 2 closed parenthesis, on the first day I am reinstated after my supplemental security income was suspended or terminated. The period includes the month supplemental security income payments actually begin. If the Social Service District cannot stop my last PA payment, the period ends the next month. No later than 10 days after Social Security Administration reimburses the Social Service District, the Social Service District must send me a notice telling me the amount of interim assistance paid. The notice will also tell me that Social Security Administration will send me a letter telling me how any remaining supplemental security income money owed to me will be sent by Social Security Administration and that, if I do not agree with the state decision, how I can appeal the decision to the state. Under its rules, Social Security Administration may use the date I sign this authorization as the date I first become eligible for supplemental security income. It will do this only if I apply for supplemental security income within the next 60 days. This authorization applies to any supplemental security income application or appeal I now have pending before Social Security Administration. This authorization terminates if my supplemental security income case is completely decided. It terminates when Social Security Administration first pays me. The state and I can also agree to terminate the authorization. I must sign a new authorization consistent with New York State rules if I reapply for supplemental security income after this authorization terminates, or if I file a new supplemental security income claim while I have an supplemental security income application or appeal pending. I will be given an opportunity for a fair hearing if I disagree with the decision the social service district made about reimbursement. I received a copy of the pamphlet called Open Quote What You Should Know About Social Services Programs Close Quote. I understand what it says about interim assistance. Support. Dash applying for or receiving family assistance open parenthesis FA close parenthesis, safety net assistance open parenthesis SNA close parenthesis or Title IV-E. Foster care operates as an assignment to the state and the social services district of any rights to support from any other person that the applicant or recipient may have in their own right or on behalf of any other family member for whom the applicant or recipient is applying for, or receiving, assistance open parenthesis social services law, sections 158 and 348 close parenthesis. This assignment is limited in certain situations. Other sections of this recertification contain additional assignments. Assignment of support rights. Dash I understand that I will be provided with the LDSS-5145 form, open quote referral for child support services close quote, to complete and return to the child support enforcement unit. Except in situations of domestic violence or other good cause, as a condition of obtaining assistance, I understand that I am required to cooperate with the Child Support Enforcement Unit to locate any non-custodial, alleged, or intended parent, establish legal parentage for each individual under the age of 21 born to unmarried parents, and establish, modify, and/or enforce orders of support. I also understand that I will be provided with the LDSS-4279 form, open quote notice of responsibilities and rights for support close quote, which explains my responsibilities and rights if I do not cooperate with the Child Support Enforcement Unit. I assign to the State and Social Services District any rights I have to support from persons having legal responsibility for my support and any rights I have to support on behalf of any family member for whom I am applying for or receiving assistance. Where applying for or receiving family assistance or safety net assistance, my assignment of support rights is limited to support which accrues during the period that I/or any family member receives assistance. However, any support rights that I assign to the state on behalf of myself or any family member prior to October 1, 2009, continue to be assigned to the state. Home Energy Assistance Program, dash I understand that by signing this application/certification, I consent to any investigation to verify or confirm the information I have given and other investigation by any authorized government agency in connection with Home Energy Assistance Program open parenthesis HEAP close parenthesis benefits. I also consent to allow the information provided on this recertification to be used in referrals to available weatherization assistance programs and my utility company's low-income programs. I understand that the state will use my social security number to verify with my home energy vendors the receipt of HEAP. This authorization also includes permission for any of my home energy vendors open parenthesis including my utility close parenthesis to release certain statistical information, including but not limited to, my annual electricity usage, electricity cost, fuel consumption, fuel type, annual fuel cost and payment history to the New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance, the local social services district and the United States Department of Health and Human Services for the purposes of low-income home energy assistance program performance measurement. Sexual assault information. Dash if you are a victim of sexual assault, you have the right to request referral information from the social services district. If you request referral information, the Social Services District must provide you with the addresses and phone numbers of any, one closed parenthesis local hospitals offering sexual assault forensic examiner services certified by the New York State Department of Health, two closed parenthesis local rape crisis centers, and three closed parenthesis local advocacy, counseling, and hotline services appropriate for victims of sexual assault. In addition, the Social Services District must provide you with the New York State Hotline for Sexual Assault and Domestic Violence numbers, open parenthesis 800 close parenthesis 942-6906 and open parenthesis 800 close parenthesis 818-0656. open parenthesis TTY close parenthesis. Certification for child care assistance, dash if I am applying for child care assistance, I certify that my family resources do not exceed $1 million. Beginning of page 23. LDSS-3174AD statewide open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. I have read and understand the notices above. I understand and agree to the assignments, authorizations, and consents above. I swear and slash or affirm under the penalties of perjury that the information I have given or will give to the Social Services District is complete and correct. Applicant signature. X. Blank text field. Date signed. Blank text field. Spouse or protective representative signature. X. Blank text field. Date signed. Blank text field. Authorized representative signature. X. Blank text field. Date signed. Blank text field. Only complete the following if you want to close your case for one or more programs. I request that my case be closed for. Checkbox unchecked. Public assistance. Checkbox unchecked. Supplemental nutrition assistance benefits. Checkbox unchecked. Medical assistance. I understand that I may reapply at any time. Give reason. Blank text field. Signature X. Blank text field. Date. Blank text field. Beginning of next page. Revision 05/04/2021. The Great Seal of the State of New York. New York State Agency-based voter registration form. Open quote, if you are not registered to vote where you live now, would you like to apply to register here today? Close quote. Checkbox unchecked. Yes, if you checked yes, please complete the voter registration application below. Checkbox unchecked. No, because I choose not to register, or. Checkbox unchecked. I am already registered at my current address, or. Checkbox unchecked. I asked for and received a mail registration form. If you do not check any box, you will be considered to have decided not to register to vote at this time. Signature. Blank text field. Date. Blank text field. Please print name. Blank text field. Important. Applying to register or declining to register to vote will not affect the amount of assistance that you will be provided by this agency. If you would like help filling out the voter registration application form, we will help you. The decision whether to seek or accept help is yours. You may fill out the application form in private.
Información en español. Si le interesa obtener este formulario en español, llame al 1-800-367-8683.
中文资料，若您有兴趣索取中文资料表格，请电 1-800-367-8683.
한국어. 한국어 양식을 원하시면 1-800-367-8683으로 전화하십시오.
아니 저디 A 폼티 잉글리시에 পেতে চান তাহলে 1-800-367-8683 নম্বরে ফোন করুন.
Voter registration application. Open parenthesis instructions on back close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Yes, I need an application for an absentee ballot. Please print or type in blue or black ink. Checkbox unchecked. Yes, I would like to be an election day worker. 1. Are you a US citizen? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If you answered no, do not complete this form. 2. A. Closed parenthesis. Will you be 18 years old on or before election day? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. B. Closed parenthesis. Are you at least 16 years of age and understand that you must be 18 years of age on or before election day to vote, and that until you will be 18 years of age at the time of such election your registration will be marked open quote pending close quote and you will be unable to cast a ballot in any election? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If you answered no to both of the prior questions, you cannot register to vote. For board use only. 3. Last name. Blank text field. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Suffix. Blank text field. 4. Address where you live open parenthesis do not give P.O. box close parenthesis. Blank text field. Apartment number. Blank text field. City slash town slash village. Blank text field. Zip code. Blank text field. County. Blank text field. 5. Address where you get your mail open parenthesis if different than above close parenthesis. Blank text field. P.O. box, star route, etc. Blank text field. Post office. Blank text field. Zip code. Blank text field. 6. Date of birth. Blank text field. 7. Gender open parenthesis optional close parenthesis. Blank text field. 8. Telephone open parenthesis optional close parenthesis. Blank text field. Email open parenthesis optional close parenthesis. Blank text field. 9. ID number open parenthesis check the applicable box and provide your number close parenthesis. Check box unchecked. New York State DMV number. Blank text field. Check box unchecked. Last 4 digits of your social security number. Blank text field. Check box unchecked. I do not have a New York State DMV or social security number. 10. The last year you voted. Blank text field. Your address was open parenthesis give house number, street, and city close parenthesis. Blank text field. In county slash state. Blank text field. Under the name open parenthesis if different from your name now close parenthesis. Blank text field. 11. Political party. I wish to enroll in a political party. Check box unchecked. Democratic Party. Check box unchecked. Republican Party. Check box unchecked. Conservative Party. Check box unchecked. Working Families Party. Check box unchecked. Other blank text field. I do not wish to enroll in any political party and wish to be an independent voter. Check box unchecked. No party. 12. Affidavit, I swear or affirm that. Bullet. I am a citizen of the United States. Bullet. I will have lived in the county, city, or village for at least 30 days before the election. Bullet. I will meet all requirements to register to vote in New York State. Bullet. This is my signature or mark on the line below. Bullet. The above information is true, I understand that if it is not true, I can be convicted and fined up to $5,000 and slash or jailed for up to 4 years. Signature or mark in ink. Blank text field. Date. Blank text field. Open parenthesis optional close parenthesis register to donate your organs and tissues. Donate life. New York State. Last name. Blank text field. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Suffix. Blank text field. Address. Blank text field. Apartment number. Blank text field. City slash town slash village. Blank text field. Zip code. Blank text field. Birth date. Blank text field. Gender. Checkbox unchecked. M. Checkbox unchecked. F. Eye color. Blank text field. Height. Blank text field. Feet. Blank text field. Inch. Email. Blank text field. DMV or IDNYC number. Blank text field. By signing below, you certify that you are. Bullet. 16 years of age or older. Bullet. Consent to donate all of your organs and tissues for transplantation, research, or both. Bullet. Authorizing the Board of Elections to provide your name and identifying information to New York State Donate Life Registry for enrollment. Bullet. And authorizing the registry to allow access to this information to federally regulated organ procurement organizations and New York State-licensed tissue and eye banks and others approved by the New York State Commissioner of Health Hospitals upon your death. Signature. Blank text field. Date. Blank text field. Beginning of next page. Revision 05/04/2021. Qualifications for registration. You can use this form to. Bullet. Register to vote in New York State. Bullet. Change your name and slash or address, if there is a change since you last voted. Bullet. Enroll in a political party or change your enrollment. Bullet. Pre-register to vote if you are 16 or 17 years of age. To register you must. Bullet. Be a U.S. citizen. Bullet. Be 18 years old open parenthesis you may pre-register at 16 or 17 but cannot vote until you are 18 close parenthesis. Bullet. Be a resident of the county, or of the city of New York at least 30 days before an election. Bullet. Not be in prison for a felony conviction. Bullet. Not claim the right to vote elsewhere, and. Bullet. Not found to be incompetent by a court. Important. If you believe that someone has interfered with your right to register or to decline to register to vote, your right to privacy in deciding whether to register or in applying to register to vote, or your right to choose your own political party or other political preference, you may file a complaint with New York State Board of Elections. 40 North Pearl Street Suite 5. Albany. NY12207-2729. Telephone, 1-800-469-6872. TDD/TTY users contact the New York State Relay at 711, or visit our website www.elections.ny.gov. Your decision to register will remain confidential and will be used only for voter registration purposes. Anyone not choosing to register to vote and slash or information regarding the office to which the application was submitted will remain confidential, to be used only for voter registration purposes. Verifying your identity. We will try to check your identity before election day, through the DMV number open parenthesis driver's license number or non-dash driver ID number close parenthesis, or the last four digits of your social security number, which you will fill in box 9. If you do not have a DMV or social security number, you may use a valid photo ID, a current utility bill, bank statement, paycheck, government check, or some other government document that shows your name and address. You may include a copy of one of those types of ID with this form. If we are unable to verify your identity before election day, you will be asked for ID when you vote for the first time. To complete this form. It is a crime to procure a false registration or to furnish false information to the Board of Elections. Box 9, you must make one selection. Four questions refer to verifying your identity above. Box 10, if you have never voted before, write open quote none close quote. If you can't remember when you last voted, put a question mark. If you voted before under a different name, put down that name. If not, write open quote same close quote. Box 11, check one box only. Political party enrollment is optional but that, in order to vote in a primary election of a political party, a voter must enroll in that political party, unless state party rules allow otherwise.